Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar highlights urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development pegs India's GDP growth at 7.6% for current financial year. US President Donald Trump extends deadline for Iran to open Strait of Hormuz till 6th of April. And Costa Rica to accept 25 migrants deported per week from US as part of President Trump's policy of deporting immigrants to third countries. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting session yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. He specifically raised Global South's concerns about energy challenges, fertilizer supplies and food security. The External Affairs Minister is on a two-day visit to France to attend the G7 meeting. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has pegged India's GDP growth rate at 7.6% for 2025-26, 6.1% for 2026-27, and 6.4% for 2027-28, with the country remaining the world's fastest-growing major economy. The OECD's Interim Economic Outlook report states that conflict in the West Asia is testing the resilience of the global economy. The halt in shipments through the Strait of Hormuz and the closure and damage of some energy infrastructure have generated a surge in energy prices and disrupted the global supply of energy and other important commodities such as fertilizers. Global GDP growth is projected to remain broadly stable at 2.9% in 2026 before edging up to 3% in 2027. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party or RSP leader Balendra Shah will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. Balendra Shah was elected as the leader of the RSP parliamentary party yesterday, paving his way to become Nepal's youngest elected prime minister. His party RSP secured a landslide victory in the 5th March parliamentary poll. The 35-year-old rapper-turned-politician will also be the first person from the Madhes region to hold the top executive post in the country. US President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to 6th of April. In a social media post, Trump said he will hold off on bombing Iran's energy plants. Meanwhile, thousands more U.S. troops neared the region. Israel poured more troops into southern Lebanon to fight the Iran-backed Hezbollah, and Tehran tightened its grip on the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Sirens over Israel warned of barrages of incoming Iranian missiles, and Gulf nations worked to intercept fire. Heavy strikes were reported in Iran's capital and other cities. U.S. President Donald Trump's signature is set to feature on U.S. paper currency soon, a first for a sitting president since the introduction of dollar bills in 1861. The decision taken by the U.S. Treasury coincides with the 250th anniversary celebrations of the American independence this year. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach said in a social media post that in celebration of America's 250th anniversary, President Donald J. Trump's signature, alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's, will soon appear on the U.S. currency, marking a first in history. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Saudi Arabia yesterday for an unannounced visit as the war in Iran spurs interest among Gulf countries in Ukrainian arms technology. The two countries are set to sign an agreement on security cooperation, in particular, the protection of the skies. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that no one can foresee Gulf conflict's grave consequences for the world. He compared the situation with COVID pandemic, which globally impacted life and slowed down growth. Putin was addressing the delegates of the Congress of the Powerful Union of Industrialists and Entrepreneurs yesterday. The Russian president said the escalation of the conflict incited by the joint U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran has jeopardized a wide range of industries, and there's no telling what further consequences may follow. He said that the armed conflict is increasingly impacting the current situation and causing significant disruption to international logistics, manufacturing, and supply chains. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Costa Rica has announced it will accept 25 migrants deported from the United States per week as part of an agreement to assist with President Donald Trump's policy of deporting immigrants to third countries. Costa Rica's government signed the pact during a visit from U.S. Special Envoy Kristi Noem, who was recently named to oversee the so-called Shield of the Americas. Costa Rica's government has called the pact a non-binding migration agreement. A U.S. federal court judge has declined to throw out the narco-terrorism indictment for now against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who is imprisoned in the U.S. after being captured by American forces in January. Maduro's defense had sought to have the case dismissed on the grounds that U.S. sanctions are preventing the Venezuelan government from paying the legal fees for Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. The U.S. Department of Labor has proposed new rules to raise wages for foreign workers under H-1B and other visa programs. The move aims to align the foreign worker pay with U.S. market wages. Officials say it will protect the American workers and reduce misuse of the system. U.S. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Mer said the Trump administration is committed to ensuring that American workers are not disadvantaged by unfair wage practices. And in sports, South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship defending champion India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Male, Maldives yesterday. A report.
In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship defending champion, India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Male, Maldives yesterday. The win helped India move into the semi-finals of the championship while knocking out rivals Pakistan. India will now take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals tomorrow. On the second day of Khelo India Tribal Games, Karnataka swimmer Manikant L clinched the gold medal in the 200 meters individual medley, completing a hat-trick of gold medals. Odisha's Anjali Munda won the gold medal in the women's 200 meters individual medley, securing her second gold of the competition. In weightlifting, Assam's Monica Sonowal won the gold medal in the 48-kilogram category, while Mizoram's Isaac Malson Tulang secured gold in the 60-kilogram category. In the medal tally, Karnataka is leading with 8 gold, 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal, while Odisha is in second place with 5 gold, 1 silver and 8 bronze medals. On the third day today, events in swimming, weightlifting, hockey, football and wrestling will be held. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has released the schedule for the second phase of the Indian Premier League, IPL 2026. The second phase will feature 50 matches across 12 cities, including Bengaluru, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata and Delhi, running from April 13th to May 24th. This is Renu Kataria for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar highlights urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. US President Donald Trump extends deadline for Iran to open Strait of Hormuz till 6th of April. And Costa Rica to accept 25 migrants deported per week from US as part of President Trump's policy of deporting immigrants to third countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.